Repent or perish. Jesus says this twice in today's gospel, so we need to take notice. He even tells us to stop looking at others and examine our own lives. How are we living our baptismal consecration? Are we giving witness to the truth of who Jesus is by living our discipleship at its deepest level? Are we living proof that the gospel gives life? This is what the parable of the fig tree is talking about. Last winter, I decided not to cover the fig trees. I was totally amazed to see figs on leafless branches when spring arrived. For the first time, I understood this passage. Figs, the fruit, come before leaves the first time the tree produces. So it is with us. True repentance bears fruit on seemingly lifeless branches. In the second reading, Moses is called by God to begin the salvation experience and lead the Israelites to freedom. St. Paul notes that many of the Israelites grumbled against Moses and God, thereby rendering them unfit for the promised land. He warns us that we must not imitate their behavior, taking as Jesus' theme of repent or perish. We have a choice. What will it be? Life or death? The kingdom or banishment? Choose life. Choose the kingdom. We can't become too comfortable with our own goodness. Repent each day.